A couple of the tree species that you can count on seeing along the Billy Goat Trail are Virginia pines, which look scrubby, scraggly, and stunted. And they occur here because in this area, they can grow in almost any kind of poor, rocky soil. They're pioneer species. And as you are walking along the Billy Goat Trail, you can feel under your feet, there's not very much organic matter in the soil. It's not soft, it's not springy, it's not dark, it's very sandy and rocky and nutrient poor. Another species that you can see along the Billy Goat Trail that's kind of uncommon in Maryland is the post oak. And post oaks do fine in this soil as well, but in Maryland, in the mid-Atlantic area, they're adapted to really specialized barren habitats. We also have post oaks on our shale barren preserves and our serpentine barren preserves, but they don't compete well in richer woods. So here at Bear Island is one of the places that you can really get a good look at them. And their leaf is a little different from what we might think of as the typical oak leaf. It is in the white oak family, so it doesn't have any bristles along the leaves, but about two-thirds of the way out the leaf, it's got on each side one very long lobe that goes out, giving the overall leaf kind of a cross shape. And some of the more common oaks that you'll see in other areas in the mid-Atlantic are white oaks, chestnut oaks, black oaks, and red oaks. But you don't see very many of them along Bear Island because the soils are so poor here. Post oaks are the trees that you'll see on this hike.